Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 6th of May. The Works of Sonship. How did Christ, who was the one seed, bring forth a multitude of seeds? Jesus answered this question by saying to the disciples, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." Jesus Christ was the one seed who, through offering, fell into the ground and died in seven wounding events and came up as a sheaf of first fruits on the day of his resurrection. It is important to recognize that as the seed, Jesus was Yahweh's Son in identity as much as he was the Son of the Father and the Son of Man. Yahweh's Son is the substance and expression of all sonship. However, through offering by eternal spirit, he revealed the Father by fulfilling the works of sonship that belong to the unique name of every identity sourced from the Father. These names from the Father were written in Christ when he was begotten as the Son of God before. The works that Christ did in the course of his offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary were the works that belonged to the sonship name of every identity brought forth by the Father. Establishing this amazing point, the prophet Isaiah declared, "Lord, that is Jesus, you will establish peace for us, since you have also performed for us all our works." At the conclusion of his offering journey, the Son had brought forth, through seven wounding events, the sonship name of every person by fulfilling their works. This is how we were made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. With this understanding in view, we could describe Christ's seven wounds as seven name-developing steps. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 12 verses 23 and 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12, and Psalm 139 verses 15 and 16. For further study, Psalm 139.